You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With a song off her latest 2015 album, Luminosa, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Happy Song from the brilliant modern-day clarinetist and saxophonist Anat Cohen. She was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, and was raised in a musical family. As a kid, she was thrilled with the recordings that she heard of Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Benny Goodman, Dexter Gordon, John Coltrane, and the mighty Sonny Rollins. They left quite an impression. Her journey to America began through a world scholarship tour, and that opened the door for her to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston. From there, she set her sights on New York and arrived there in 99. She spent the next decade touring with orchestras and big bands, along with many other gigs, while in the Big Apple. And that began to bend the ears and turn heads at the same time. The Jazz Journalists Association voted Anat as Clarinetist of the Year 8 years in a row, and she has topped the Critics and Readers poll in the clarinet category in Downbeat Magazine every year since 2011. In addition to her work as a leader, she is known to perform with her brothers quite a bit. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she glowed about how she loves playing with her brothers. Take a listen.
Oh my God, it's the best. It's the best feeling ever.
You know, when you, as a person, when you go to a place and you feel maybe uncomfortable, or you're not sure what to say, or you feel like you need to adjust sometimes to what's going on. And then there's the people that just, chemistry, that you know you can just be yourself. And no matter what you do, they just let you be yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's for me, it's the goal, you know, outside of music, obviously. But, you know, it's also the goal to find those people that you collaborate with musically. And playing with my brother, there's no better way to be myself. Celebrate the connections with music is a gift. And I always ask people, do you have siblings that play music? Please play with them. You don't even know what an amazing thing it is until maybe you will know one day.
Along with all of that music that she gives us, she's established her own record label called Anzik Records. It was developed in 2005 and christened the new venture. Her first disc on her discography as a band leader called Place and Time was released. She's another prodigious talent in the world of jazz that keeps the music inventive and fresh, baby. Welcome to Neon Jazz.
You betcha.
You
welcome.
Welcome, baby. We got a green light here on here.
I guess so. Your engineer left his mic open.
I love it. Keep it open.
It happens occasionally.
We're good. I love it.
Yeah, and it's open our way, too, as we mentioned at the end of the show.
Absolutely. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. It's good to do that in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, and engineer, Mr. John Christopher, coming to you from the home of a town that has always had jazz tattooed on the aorta, giving the world the best jazz since the roaring 30s and these loud 2000s, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, making it our pleasure to give you all the jazz that's fit to print. Here is the Maharaja of the Keys next on the show, or as the world knew him, as the great Oscar Peterson. Here is the tune, As Long As I Live, off the Plays, the Harold Arlen Songbook album.
Thank you.
This is Anat Cohen, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Joe Seeley and Paul Novotny with the 1999 song Alone Together off the album Blue Jade. Joe is a pianist, composer, and a radio broadcaster, and he's been active performing at concert venues and music festivals across Canada, as well as Denmark, Norway, and the Americas. Paul is a jazz bassist, producer, and composer from Ontario, Canada. He has been a major figure on the bandstands and concert stages throughout Toronto and at jazz festivals for a number of years as a member of the Brian Brown Trio. Together, they put a little bit of that jazz magic for our ears to hear. On the tenor sax, here's the Brute, or the Frog, Mr. Ben Webster with the 1965 song Indiana off the album Gone with the Wind. Next, on Neon Jazz.
Hey, this is Randy Brecker, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. It's great, so check it out.
Thank you.
That was the technically superb and idiosyncratic saxophonist, composer, and educator, Roscoe Mitchell.
What'd you call me?
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
That was Roscoe's line.
Ah, okay.
There he is with the tune "In Walk Buckner." So the Penguin Guide to Jazz described him as one of the key figures in avant-garde jazz and has been at the forefront of modern music for the past 35 years. The Chicago native was one of the very first members of the nonprofit organization Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, or AACM. In the 1990s, he started to experiment in classical music. Roscoe has made a point also throughout his career of working with younger musicians in various ensembles and combinations. He is always pushing the envelope, and good for us and him. This next tune on the show, Sambalero, features two seasoned jazz cats coming together for a very nice combo. Here's Luis Bonfa and Stan Getz, Getting Busy.
Trombonist. You're listening to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Boom. Thank you.
That was jazz pianist Lawston Harris with the tune Moonlight in Vermont off the 2011 compilation CD called Smoking Jazz, and it's a good CD. His piano playing has been described as percussive and incredibly fluid, while his vocals have been described as suave. For more than a decade, Lawston has headlined at a home that shares his passion for timeless music, the legendary Bemelamas Bar, located in the Carlisle in Manhattan's storied Upper East Side. After meeting Harry Connick Jr. at the first Thelonious Monk jazz competition ever in Washington, D.C., Harry led Lawston to study with his mentor, Ellis Marsalis, and he encouraged him to switch instruments from drums to the piano. And as they stay in the industry, the rest is history, baby. All right, joined by his faithful beboppers, here's Red Rodney with the tune Elevation, next on Neon Jazz.
Joey Calderazzo, you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Peter Bernstein with the 1995 song "Will You Still Be Mine" off the Signs of Life disc. The New York City native has that clean, warm guitar tone and lyrical, melodic lines. In the beginning of his life, he began playing piano when he was 8, and he switched to the guitar at 13 and learned it primarily by ear. He studied jazz at Rutgers University with Ted Dunbar and the great Kenny Barron. From there, he has gone on to play with cats like Joshua Redman, Lou Donaldson, Diana Krall, Jimmy Cobb, Lee Konitz, Tom Harrell, Jack McDuff, and the great Dr. Lonnie Smith. As we get a bit closer to this end of our hour of jazz together, here's the great five-play jazz quintet with the tune "The Girl You Look Right Past" off the 2013 CD "Five and More."
Booyah.
Booyah. Again, that was the great five-play jazz quintet with the 2013 tune, The Girl You Look Right Past.
Something I should remark on here.
Speaking of walking away, it's now that time we begin toning things down around here and get ready to say goodbye for now. And our final cat to do the honors is British jazz drummer and pianist Victor Feldman with the 1958 tune Serpent's Tooth, full of that bebop bravado from across the Atlantic that we've been peppering throughout this show and this hour together.
Been a while since I've been peppered.
Well, we have a little salt too. We can do that. Salt and pepper. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a prodigy behind the mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello.
Yes, thank you and welcome. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So as we mentioned at the top of the show, drop us a line. We'd love to hear what you think, song suggestions. Just let us know you're out there. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. That was the great, I stole your phrase. I love that phrase, sauce and pickle. And it works because we were talking about Willard Scott earlier on at McDonald's.
Oh, God. Willard Scott.
Oh, man.
How'd you like to see his etchings?
Man, I tell you what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. We're putting bad images in everybody's brain right now.
Really? Somewhere over the arches? Back to Harold Arlen.
That's right. So everything is like a carousel. We're coming full circle here. We started with Arlen. Now we're, all right, now we're on Willard Scott. Okay.
Neon Jazz.